full name, sir?
My name is Joe Jackson.
Okay, hold on one second, we will be reviewing. Okay, the Honorable Ms. Windhouse will serve as the lead for your hearing, so just hold on, sir. And while she's doing the paperwork, is the CO3 available? Do you have CO3 standing by? Yes, sir. Good morning. We know that's Mr. Jackson. Do you have anyone else at your unit for us at the moment, sir?
No, sir, he's the only one.
He's the only one.
I have a phone number for Popovich.
Okay. Well, you can put Mr. Jackson back on, sir.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Jackson.
Good morning.
Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
Yeah, my name is Pope D. Jackson. My DOC number is 189290.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on September 7th. Do you remember signing a form that day?
Yes, I do.
Okay. On that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you can hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So which is it today, sir? Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself?
No, I represent myself.
Okay, that's fine, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the board that's conducting the hearing. We have a four-member panel right now. And if you look at the other end of the bench from me, so to your right is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the center is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chairman. And my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead for your hearing today. We also have with us in the room Mr. Westby, and there you can see Mr. Westby now. He represents the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So he represents the Department of Corrections, I should say. Before we get started, I need to swear to both of you in. So Mr. Jackson and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm. Mr. Jackson?
Yes, I do.
And Mr. Westby?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Jackson, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Jackson, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I need you to tell me whether it's true or false, and that will be phase one of your hearing. So here is the allegation, and that is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your being in possession of items and materials used to inhale and inject illegal drugs on August 19th, 2018. Mr. Jackson, is that true or false?
That's false.
That's false? Okay.
The student has a copy on it, and I was using that for copy only. If they were tested, they would find out it was copy.
Well, Mr. Jackson, I'm going to take some testimony from Mr. Westby of the Department of Corrections on this allegation. So, Mr. Westby, what do you have to testify?
On August 19, 2018, Community Corrections Officer Wade was advised via email from Mr. Sturgeon, the Wright House Director, that the offender's room and property was searched. During the search, a spoon with a black substance that appeared to be heroin was found in the offender's living area. Near the spoon, a black residue that appeared to be heroin was found in the offender's living area. Hidden in the offender's prescription bottles was a disassembled light torch commonly used to melt heroin into an injectable form. Additionally, during the search, a straw with a white powder substance commonly used to inhale illegal drugs was found. The offender left the property and never returned the property prior to his room and property search. The U.S. staff called the Phoenix Police Department and notified them in order to document and take control of all evidence found. Attached to the warrant is a copy of the incident report from B-Ray, along with photographs showing the spoon in the black substance that is believed to be heroin.
thank you, Mr. Westby. So, Mr. Jackson, what is not true about this?
Well, the heroin, I don't do heroin. That's coffee. If you test it, it would be coffee.
Okay, so how would we explain the torch, the lead torch that's commonly used to melt heroin?
That was torn apart.
That was what?
That was torn apart.
Then why did you have it?
For pieces.
Okay, and what was the straw with the white powdery substance?
I don't know.
No, you don't know. Okay, sir. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to move us past this phase of the hearing. Based on information in warrant 2018W2462 and the testimony of Mr. Westby of the Department of Corrections, I move to find Mr. Jackson delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal vice or company.
Second. Agree.
Second by motion by myself, second Mr. Neal, agreed, Dr. Ray, and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Jackson, we'll move to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we do, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us all some background information about your supervision. So just stay on the phone and we'll be right back with you and ask you some questions in just a minute. Okay, sir? All right, Mr. Westby?
On May 31st, 2018, Mr. Jackson was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested August 24, 2018 by ABC staff. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on August 24, 2018, with a projected community supervision ending of February 28, 2019, zero stunner days. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. 2015, promoted prison contraband, 4 years. He has prior convictions in 2004, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2004, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. 2011, dangerous drug violation, 1 year. 2011, resisting arrest, 6 months. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score, 2-3. Mental health score, 3. Substance abuse score, 3. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Pepperwoods. Prior terms of supervision, 2005, TIS release completion, 4 months. 2011, TIS release completion, 4 months. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests, 1994, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 1997, domestic violence, Arizona, county jail. 1998, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2006, assault, Arizona, guilty under sanction. 2012, assault, Arizona, guilty under sanction. 2012, disorderly conduct, Arizona, guilty under sanction. 2012, assault, Arizona, disposition unknown. His community risk score was a G7V8.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Jackson, back to you. It looks like when you were released, you were directed to go to 2501 West Elm. What's at 2501 West Elm?
That's my friend's house.
Okay. All right, it looks like you did go there. And then in August, it says you went to UPS on your own. That may be a typo. What is that? Do you know? August 19th?
I have no idea.
And you were discharged from UEC on August 24th. Those initials don't make any sense to you?
No.
Well, it's something because... Let me look. Here. So it's just an acronym I'm not familiar with. And none of that is. Okay, so where did you live then after August 19th? I'm sorry?
other than mayor, I'm by Chesapeake.
In mayor? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And when did you move up there?
I've been up there.
Oh, you've been up there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From what day? From, you were released the 31st of May. Did you go right to mayor then?
No, I didn't.
Where'd you go?
This is where I wanted to go. I was at the hospital.
Okay, so you were at the hospital until around August?
Yeah.
And then you went to mayor. Okay. Were you working at all, sir? You said you were in the hospital, so you may have been had medical.
Yeah, I was working.
Where were you working, sir?
I was working landscaping.
Doing landscaping?
Yeah.
And was that in Phoenix or up there in mayor?
Up there in mayor.
Up in mayor, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, it looks like you were also responsible to submit some UAs, and you submitted three negatives, so that's a good thing. But you were also referred to go to the Building Blocks program. I'm not familiar with that one. Is that up in Prescott, or what's Building Blocks?
That's in Phoenix.
That's in Phoenix? Did you go to that?
Yes, I did. That's where I was staying after they closed the place down.
Okay.
I had busy.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, it's a V-way.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right. Okay, sir. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anybody have a question? Mr. King,
just a quick question, Ms. Rittenhouse. Thank you. Mr. Jackson?
Yeah.
So the last place you lived was V-way?
Yeah.
How did you end up at V-Gray during your time on committee supervision?
By the parole officer.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No other questions from board members? Okay. Mr. Jackson, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, and I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement before the board goes into discussion and makes a decision on your case. Is there anything else you wanted the board to know?
Yeah, I would appreciate if I was reinstated, that I can go to work, make money, pay my fines, take care of my sister, and do what's right.
And where's your sister, sir?
In Prescott.
Okay. Do you have any other family up there?
Yeah, I have a sister named Susie that's up there.
Okay, so you got two sisters up there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, sir. Mr. Jackson, the board is going to go into discussion, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment. Okay, so just stay on the phone, listen to the discussion, and we'll be back with you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Jackson has issues with, it appears, has issues with the residents. I'm not sure. I don't feel like he's been forthcoming with us. I mean, he hasn't given us a lot of information. Mostly answered questions with a single word answer. And I don't feel like I have the whole picture. And I, at this point, I would not be inclined to return him to community supervision, but I'd listen to any input from fellow board members.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, based on information that in 2018W2462, a conversation with Mr. Jackson and information provided by Mr. Westy. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Jackson was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal laser company, specifically by being in possession of materials that are described in this warrant.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Dr. White, agreed Mr. Neal and Mr. Kinnear. Okay, Mr. Jackson, the board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision. We're showing a release date for you of February 28th. And we encourage you in the meantime to take advantage of any programming that you can take there. And we wish you a successful and safe return to the community in February. Thank you for participating in your hearing today, and this concludes your hearing, sir. If you give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it. Thank you.